Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, we're going to do a two-segment Biz Bites with Bonnie. We're going to do part one today, and then next week, we're going to do part two. And it's about talking about, you know, having the success that you deserve in your life, living your dream. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to share with you how much I appreciate you taking time out of your day to share with me here on the show. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. I know I say that all the time, but I do believe that you're probably a person who comes from that heart-centered place and you want to make a difference in the world. You love helping other people live their dream. That's why you're here today. So if this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. And make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. There's always a gift for you there and links to connect with me as well on Facebook or on my website. If you're interested in being a guest on the show, I would love to hear from you. Maybe you have a message to share. So check out the show page before you leave the show today. But now let's get into the meat of our conversation. What's keeping you from the success that you deserve? You know, success is different things to different people. It might be financial, you know, not having to work so hard, having time to enjoy your loved ones, you know, spending time with them, having more than enough to share. So to share as you want, as you like. It may be living your purpose, you know, serving others in a way that you feel you're meant to, making a difference in the lives of others, or a difference in the world in general. Whatever success is to you, know that you can have that. Now, if you're on a path that's not really heading towards your dream, you can always start again. You can always change your mind. You can take a segue onto another path. I sometimes think September is kind of like a time for new beginnings. I mean, I feel like this every year. School is starting again. Summer is ending. The picnics, the parties, the gatherings are becoming less and less and coming to an end as we head into that routine again. Now, I live in Wisconsin, and, you know, seasons change here in Wisconsin. So fall is just around the corner, and then comes winter, which I'm not terribly fond of. But, you know, in winter, at least where I live, because of the cold and the snow, people just don't get out and see each other as much. You stay inside and you're kind of in that routine. Now, are you the kind of person who thinks that you have to wait until like January 1st to begin again or to start something new or any certain time? I mean, I personally set intentions several times a year and I just kind of follow where I'm guided by the ideas and intuitions that come. But September always kind of signifies one of those times where it's time to start again. You know, we all have intuition. Sometimes we just don't trust it, or we think, oh, I could never do that. There are so many things in the way. Limiting beliefs is really where it kind of all starts. But you can change your beliefs. You know, we're really only limited by our imagination and what we believe. And life is too short to not live your dream. So let's talk about some of the things that keep people from living their dream. And maybe you'll see yourself in some of these examples. So some people feel that they don't deserve it. Maybe you don't feel like you deserve it. I know a lot of people like that. You know, they're just kind of okay with the status quo, and they're not happy, but they feel that there's nothing they can do about it, that this is the life that they were supposed to live. But maybe you are living your dream. Maybe you're a young mom and your dream is to spend time with your kids and enjoy every moment. And if that's the case, I hope you're in the present moment so that you can truly enjoy them and that that becomes a part of you. And if that's you, that's your dream. You're there. Yay. Kudos to you. But, you know, sometimes when the kids grow up or your life changes, there will be another phase in your life, and your dreams may change. Now, another reason that people don't live their dream is they don't make it a priority. Dreams don't happen by accident. If your big goal is not your number one priority and you don't give it the attention that it requires, you know, you're not going to get there. So make sure your dream is always front and center. Now, maybe at this point in your life, there are other priorities, like things that you have to do first. And I don't know what your situation is, but, you know, whatever the situation is, probably won't last forever. You know, raising kids, aging parents, you're in school or the job you have or whatever. So even then, you can work on your dream. Yeah, you can kind of get things ready in the background. It doesn't have to take a lot of time because most of it is mindset. So you can begin working on those things, even if there are other things that are keeping you from doing that right at this point in time. Another reason, and this happens so often, is that people don't believe they can do it. Now, if you don't believe that you can do something, you probably can. You probably won't. If you don't believe in your dream or your ability to pursue it, then you're really self-defeating yourself. You know, you have to have that unwavering faith in your dream, regardless of the ultimate success. And I always say anything is possible if you believe, and that is so true. And yet another reason, I mean, there's so many reasons, right? Another reason is people aren't willing to pay the price. I mean, every dream worth pursuing has a cost. Now, it might be time, disciplined to, you know, control your time or what you do, practice of some type, learning a new skill, and yes, sometimes money too. So are you willing to pay the price for your dream? And that's a question, you know, that's important to ask yourself. And then not pursuing it every day. This is something that is so easy to do because a lot of it is just in your mind. It's not necessarily things you have to do. So not pursuing it every single day. What I mean by this is, you know, dreams don't happen in one big jump, right? Not one big effort. It's all those little baby steps. And the truth is that all those little baby steps add up to the success that you're looking for. So to reach your dream, you just have to take one little step forward every single day. There's a lot of little baby steps to get to any goal. And with the law of attraction and using your mind, it doesn't even have to be, like I said, something you have to do. It can be the way you think or what you feel or what you've put your attention to. That's pursuing your dream every single day. So do that. It doesn't take any extra time. And if you weren't thinking about, you know, what you want, then chances are you're probably thinking about what you don't want. And that's just not going to help you attain your dream. And then a lot of people don't start. You know, you can't finish something if you don't start. You know, that's plain and simple. That's it. So if you'll never reach your goal if you never even begin, if you never even attempt it. You have to start. You have to start someplace. Making that commitment to yourself. You know, I think the more we can commit to something, the more accountable we are. I mean, certainly you need to commit to yourself. And that's a choice. But then commit to other people. Write it down. Tell other people. Things tend to happen when you are more committed. And listening to others. I mean, you have to kind of choose who you listen to, right? Are you limiting your dreams based on the opinion of some other people who maybe are a little on the pessimistic side? Like they're saying, that's not possible. That'll never happen. Those are the same people who never try to reach their dream. Don't let that affect you. Don't listen to them. The external locus of control is other people. It's the stuff around us, right? Allowing others to define you and your value in the world. Listen to that internal locus of control. That's what's inside of you. So surround yourself with great people. You know, a lot of times it's easier for people to be skeptical than supportive, and they think they're helping, but they're not really helping. They're quick to point out the risks or excuses or all the things that could happen that could go wrong. So surround yourself with positive people. And then sometimes we set dreams that are maybe too rigid. You know, things don't always come in the packages that we expect. If your dream is too rigid, it can be, you know, easily broken. So I think it's much better to build a dream around how you will feel, what it will be like, and not necessarily the specifics to it. Sometimes adding all the specifics gets us in trouble. I think it's Mike Dooley who talks about the devil in the details, because focus on that feeling. The feeling is the most important piece. So focus on how you want to feel in your dream, not necessarily exactly how it's going to happen. I mean, you might have some idea of how you'd like it to happen, but don't get really hung up on that, because sometimes things don't happen the way you think they will, yet it still allows you to achieve success and reach your dream. So taking the first steps, I mean, we talked a little bit about that with beginning. I mean, you have to begin, but that first step is often the hardest part, and it doesn't really have to be. So think about, what's the smallest step? What's the littlest thing that you can do to launch your dream right now, today? Is it something as simple as, you know, reading something online or a book or doing some research or looking into what options there are for like a crowdfunding campaign or something, so that you, if you don't have any capital to start with, just get some ideas. Taking that first step, making that first call, looking for that first thing online, that's going to really help you. If you take that first step, the other steps will be much easier. So whatever that first step is, decide on what your timeline is and start to gather momentum and do it with determination. Life is too short to not live your dream. I can't say that enough. Can't stress that enough. So next week, we're going to talk about how to do some of this stuff. You know, where to start so that you can live your dream. I do want you to spend some time, this is your success work for this week, to spend some time in thinking what of maybe some of the things we talked about or maybe something else is holding you back from moving forward and reaching your dream. You know, if it is something to do with a limiting belief, which is at the base of so many things, fear is a big obstacle. Fear of failure, but also fear of success. So think about that. Just take some time and reflect on what's keeping you stuck at the moment. And there might be one thing, there might be a few things. But next week, we're going to talk about how to begin, how to start so that you can truly reach your dream. And until then, I want you to remember, anything is possible as long as you believe.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.